Let us start from the top of the Amid and of Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Yehuda Marab say that one has to be Mevatel the Chometz right after the Bedike? Niftalei Bishit, a person should be Mevatel Bisho Shishis. The Rashi says, L'sakna Rabbonon L'chol Odom L'vatel B'liboy B'tchila Sheish. V'hashte Eloi Posha. One does not have to be afraid or forget. The ike zikorim tuve shrei osuk v'shrei posay. So tchila sheish is a time when people will remember. So the Gemara answers, given the isura de rabbonon ilave, since tchila sheish it is also mid rabbonon, kidirai sedomi. So just like we had mentioned in Pesach, one is not bekoyach to be mevatu, because it is then also bano. So an isod anod de rabbonon is equivalent to an isod anod de reis. So Rashi, given the isura de rabbonon, the mishaavru chomesh osa bechomet ledivrei hakel, kedei reis edomi ve'enei shaloi. So it's just like we said by isura anod de reis et enei shaloi, is here it's also ve'enei shaloi. Leimotzi mevatalei belibay, so he can't be mevatalei. Mentioned, given the chos alei, umash alei, puta, over alei, this is, the reshesh of his meira, this klatsach nish, this luchair is going on what we're afraid of, which might occur in yontif. Zuk the gemore, the oma, now the gemore is going to bring a raya, the gemore is going to bring a raya, that bizman and isa hano, the rabbonon, it's kederai sedomi. The Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav Chiyah Bar Yosef Omar Rav Amekadesh Mishay Shoy Solomaylo Afilu Bechite Kodenayse Ein Choyshishin Lekedush. What is the Rashi? So Rashi Amekadesh Isha Mishay Shoy Solomaylo Mitchila Sheish. First was Mekadesh and Isha Mitchila Sheish the Isure Darabonano. Then it is only Osami Darabonano. That's one. So then the chiddush number one, it was mishay shoyis betchila sheish. Chiddush number two, afilu bechite kol denaisem hatzoimchem bahorei arorot. These chitim grow in horei arorot. Koshim heim miyoit. They're very hard. Afilu hochi en choyshishin lekdushin imbo aleihem ayin. We're not chayish l'kdushin in bo aleihamayim. If water got in contact with these hard chitim, let us perhaps see for 1 second Rashi and Bachlof Aleph on the base is Moisef one nekudit. Rashi says, chite kol denayse, koshis hain. Afilu hochi in bo l'chshash chomet. If it became a chshash chomet, kigoyin shenoflu aleihamayim, also. So now we understand what we're speaking about. We're speaking about chitim, that water fell on them. Water fell on them, so it's a suffix if the contact that water made with these chitim, if this was enough to be mechametz the chitim, or if it wasn't mechametz it. And there's one plus with these chitim, they're cautious, they're very hard. So perhaps it has to, the contact of water has to be long in order to be mechametz. But I don't know, in bol chash chomet, there's a vort from the ra'or. Usually, one can determine if something became this chametz if it became this bakeya, if it split. The process of chimutz splits the dough. So the ra'or says by chitim, since there's a crack in the chitim, one can never tell when it becomes this chametz. So these chitiko danaise, they're koshes, they're hard, there's naflo aleya mayim, in bo lichshash chometz, it's a suffix if they became neschametz. So the din is aina mikodeshes. So this is tamazay apella. I mean, if it's, the Dvar Shmuel asks, if it's shoyis the rabbonon, and it's a suffix chimutz, so why didn't you say suffix the rabbonon lekula? So, is it osa bano, is it muta bano? You say suffix the rabbonon lekula.
So he wants to say that here he can't say Safik Tarabana Lakula, because the deen is, and is this Chita Chometz or not? So when it's Shosh Ishis, you're going to pass them. It's not Chometz. Shosh Vish, you're going to clear the same Shaila. Now the Chita came in contact with water yesterday. So Shosh Ishis, you're going to say, did it become this Chometz? Didn't become this Chometz? I'll assume it didn't become this Chometz. Safik Tarabana Lakula. Shosh Vyas, and then a cloud the shame Shaila, did it become this Chametz, didn't become this Chametz, I'll assume it did become this Chametz. So if you have one Safik on the Chita, the Safik is what happened yesterday, and when it'll come Shosh Vyas, you'll have to assume that it became this Chametz, so by the Shosh the Rabbonon, you can't say, here you can't say Safik the Rabbonon Lekula. That's what he wants to say. So I'm a chuyif to assume, even in the Shoyis the Rabbonon, that I have to assume that it became this Chametz. He asks a second Shaila, forget about Sofik the Rabbonon, let us shtel the Chita on Chazoket. That means before the water came in contact with it, it zikha wasn't Chametz. And now the Shaila is that it became this Chametz with the contact of water. So let's shtel it on Chazoket. He wants to say Ischach Eskosei. Wants to say that the contact of water makes a reyes in the chazoke. So you can't stall on chazoke. So Al Kaponim, we have here, Al Kaponim, it seems that there are two chidushim here. It is Shoyis de Rabbonim. It is also a Sofik Chimutz. But we assume that it is Chometz. Is ein choishish in likdush. So you're not choishish likdush. That was the chiddush of Rav Gidl. Rektach Rashi, v'af al gav, the osi iser hanos, chometz the rabbonon de sheish. So Rashi has a different kasha, but since it's shoshish, so it's only also bano, mi the rabbonon, umavki kiddushi toirem. So Rashi asks a kasha. How can you say Eina Mekadeshes? Mina Teire, it's no Issa Chomet. So Mina Teire, he gave her money. So how could an Issa Hano the Rabbonah be Mavkiya Kedushay Teire Bishori Eishish Iish Laom? We matter an Eishish Iish. That's Rashi's Kash. Zot Rashi, Omet Arzinen Bekame Duchtin, Kol de Mekadesh Adayte the Rabbonah Mekadesh, Vehevke Bezden Hevke, Behem Hivkiru Momoinai. Now, the Kash of Rashi, before we come to the Teretz of Rashi, the Ritve, the Toysus Rabbeinu Peretz, the Rishash, they all tiny the Kash of Einzach Nishton. What is Rashi's Kash? How could the Chachomim be Oiker Kiddushay Teire? So they tiny, given the Rabbonon Osru Oiso, since the Rabbonon said it's Osru Ba'ano, it's worthless. It's no one will buy it. It doesn't have any market value whatsoever. So you have to be mekadosh b'shove pute. So it's not worth anything. That's how they want to fa'im for Rashi's kash. Now the shaila is, why didn't Rashi say their teretz? So Rav Shimon and Shara Yosher says as follows. That there's a difference between Isurei Teire and Isurei Darabono. Isurei Teire, something that's also Bano Mina Teire. So this is the Loshon of Rav Shimon. Nishaper Chadovo Be'emes Ledovo Sheinei Roi. It becomes, the Teire said, one is not permitted to have Bano, so it becomes a Chevtze, an article that doesn't have any Anos, that doesn't have any Shimush. Sugar-coated poison is still poison, even though it tastes good, but it doesn't have achshivas of a machu, if it's a dover hameimis. So isurei teire, isurei achila, isurei ano, so be'etzim, since the teire was mafkiya, all tashmishe ano, so it's called, it's taka worthless. That is isurei hano min ha-teire. And isur de rabbonon is be'emesin, it's not Pesach, it's not also ba'ano. So he says, Loi nevad eichus tashmishay. So it's called that the emison, this is a machel, this is mutar bahano. No, a person is not permitted to be mishtamish with this machel. Because the Rabbonon said, the Rabbanon are not mahapach. They don't make it. You can't make something that is not also bahano, also bahano. It is not also bahano. The Chachamim are telling him, don't use it. That's what the Chachamim are telling him. But they're saying, don't use something which is mutabano. That is really, they can't be mahama, but they can't be mahapach pechavtze. Let's say, for example, that Reuven will give Rachel a ring, and there's someone standing with a gun that says that you can't have any derive any benefit from this ring. And then they'll be there the whole time, so she won't be able to derive any benefit. So it's considered that he didn't give her a shava pruta. He gave her a shava pruta, but someone is not letting her, someone is not permitting her to use it. So that doesn't mean he didn't give her kesef. So that's what Rashi held. Rashi held Yisurei Anoda Rabbonon. Yisurei Anoda Rabbonon, it does not make that it is, Yisurei Anoda Rabbonon does not make that it is, that it loses the shame moment. It has a shame moment. So Memelo Sarashi Remerdike Kashe. So if it has a shame moment, so she's really Mekudeshes, so how could the Chachomim be Makiya the Kedush? That was Rashi's Kashe. So Rashi says, Kol the Mekadish Adai to the Rabbon the Mekadish, the Hefke Bezen Hefke. That's Rashi's Tere. So then he asks, Sebezeh, we have to understand what is the dimyon of the Gemara. The Gemara is going with a hemshech. The Gemara said, why can't you be mevatel chometz lachas mani surei? So the Gemara said, because it's also ba'ano. So the Gemara says, but let's be mevatel b'sho shishis. The Gemara says, an iser darabonon is kidereise domi. So if you learn, like the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritve, that's good what the Gemara is machadish, that Rabbonon can also create something which is also Bahano, and that's the Raya for Rav Gidl. So then it's very good. So the Machshon may be held like Rav Shimon, that Yisurei the Rabbonon, they don't make it a Heftza Yisurei Yano. So he says, no, it's like Yisur HaNor D'Rabbonon is Kederaisa Domi. You see, because Rav Gidl says, a Mekadish, you're not Mekudish. Why is not Mekudish? HaKochach, because it doesn't have a shame moment. But according to Rashi holds that Pungfakel, Rashi is defeating the purpose. Rashi is saying that Be'etzim, it does have a shame moment. No, there it goes to what's called the Mekadish Adai to the Rabbon, the Mekadish, Vehivkiru Bez Mamoinoi. So what is the Tzushtel? What is the Tzushtel of Agimore to Rav Gidl? So Rav Shimon explains the Tzushtel is as follows. He says, what did Rav Gidl say? Rav Gidl said that she's not Mekudish. Now Rashi explains the mechanics. How is it that she's not Mekudish? It is a problem. It's not also Bano. Rabbanon said Hefke Bezen Hefke. But let's go a step further. But why did the Rabbanon bend backwards and say Hefke Bezen Hefke? So we see the Rabbanon wanted that this Iser Ano of Chometz should have all the halachas of an Iser Ano D'Oraisa. Just like you can't be Mekadish with an Iser Ano D'Oraisa, they wanted you can't be Mekadish, they should have all the halachas. Now the shaila is, how do you do it? They make hefke bezen hefke. But al kaponim, that is how they, but we see what their intent was. Their intent was that, fakel, we'll go so far, we'll be matarane shishis, but that their intent was that we're going to make, according to our abilities, that this should have all the halachas of Yisurei Ano D'Oraisa. Now we can't make it also, bano, so we'll be mafkir it, so. Else that will become also, it's like that, he won't be able to make Kiddush. So it seems that we're saying that they took away the bailus of the balachomet, al yedei hefke bezn. They took away the bailus of the balachomet, so therefore it's not considered shaloi, even though it's only also banon midarabon. So memelus, so that's the tzushtel. So just like they took away the bailus, we see this halacha, that he took away the bailus b'shor shishis, and therefore she's not mekudish. They said hefke bezn hefke. So memele, So you can't be, so they didn't take away the bailus, they took away the bailus of chametz, b'shar shishis. It is not shalai. It is not shalai to be mekadesh. So memele, that's b'emison what they did by all chametz b'shar shishis. They took away the bailus of the bala chametz. So therefore, if it's not shalai, you can't be mekadesh. Just like by yisurayan, or you can't be mevatel. Just like by yisurayan or the yiraisa. Just like Bisuri and Nodia Raisa, you can't be Mevatel because it's not Shaloi. So Isuri and Nodia Rabbon and the Chachamim made it also like Isuri and Nodia Raisa. How did they do it? By being Mavke, by saying Hefke Bezna Hefke. So it is not Shaloi. So that's why he can't be Mevatel. Lachayre, that's, ask me what Rab Shimon means. If that is Pshat according to Rashi, so we see that what is, yes, they were medayik from the Lashon of Rashi. We said over Akasha from Rabbi Chonan asks, according to Rashi, the gather of Bittul is not Hefker. The gather of Bittul is that it's Mashvik, Ofer, and it doesn't have any Chshivis by him. So that's the gather of Bittul. So Rabbi Chonan had asked Akasha and Rashi, say, Bezoi, so why can you be Mevatel La'achas Mani Surei? So it's not Shaloi. But the gather of Bittul according to Rashi should help a fellow with naturally. That was Rabbi Chonan's kasha. And Rabbi Chonan said a shtik teire that the gather of Bittul is, Bittul only helps when it has a chshivis of a machel. And I make it offer, then it helps. But if it's offer side to side, so then Bittul doesn't help. So yesterday we were medayik from the Lashon of Rashi, not like Rabbi Chonan, because Rashi says, "Kiderai sedomi ve'enoi shaloi v'leimotzi mevatel." Rashi seems to say clearly that the reason the bittul doesn't help because it's enoi shaloi. But lachayre from the next Rashi, where Rab Shimon says pshat Rashi, it's muchach like that. Rab Shimon says Isurei Hanor de Rabbonon is it's not osa bano, it's not awful, it's a machol, it's mutar bahano. In the so the mele lechel Rabbi Chanan's whole shtick teira passed doch nicht. That bittul doesn't help because it's off a side by side. Yisrei no the rabbanon is not off a punfakel. No, the whole reason you can't be mevatel is because it's eini shaloi, and that's what the chachamim did. The chachamim made it eini shaloi. They hefke bezden hefke. Lechayra, I think we have to be meisef one more nekude. L'chayre, if they were mafke his bailes b'shor shishis, so every yid that has chometz b'shor shishis, they made it l'ishalei, they were mafke his bailes. So when it comes shor shviyis, so how is he taka oiver already? I mean, it's not his anymore. The chachamim made it not his. So why is he oiver b'shor shviyis? L'chayre, you have to say that they only made a hefkel l'zman. Well, look, there is such a thing as a hefkel l'zman. They said, Shor Shishis, it's not his. So Mamela, therefore, he can't be Mevatel, he can't be Mekadesh Anisha. But that's only Shor Shishis. Shor Shviyis, it is his. So it is his, then it becomes Osa Bano, Vaso Nakos of Kilo Hubashusai. Zok Taisvis, Tavolo Medbeis. Now, Taisvis is going on the memory of Rav Gidl. Eis Rav Gidl, So Rashi said, Mishay Shoyis Olamayla means Betchila Sheish, and Rashi is bringing a raya that Shoyis the Rabbonon, it's not Shaloi to be Mekadish, and Udin, it's not Shaloi to be Mevav. Perish HaKontres, Betchila Sheish, V'loi Nehire L'Rabbeinu Tam. Dal kochoch hoda oma la'el chometz mivov shoyis ulamayla osa, hainu misayv sheish. So Taisvi says, this the loshen of sheish shoyis ulamayla we had before, and davdalad amid beis. The Gemara said, the kul alma miya chometz misheish shoyis ulamayla osa. There, the translation of sheish shoyis ulamayla meant, at the esayv sheish, tila sheva. And the Gemara is speaking about it's awesome in Atayra, so the Gemara calls Tchilash Shoshviyis Sheish Shoyis Olamayla. When the Sheish Shoyis ended,
and it became now Shor Shvius. That's the Loshna Gemara that Dal Named Beis. Now, if Rav Gidl Omer Rav Chiya said a Makadish Mishay Shoyis Lomailo, he's mamish using the same terminology as the Gemara before, so it means he was Makadish B'Shor Shvius. Leinihir Ela Rabbeinu Tam, Dal Kocha Chodo Omer Lael, Chomitz Mivov Shoyis Ulomailo Osa, Hainu Misoyb Sheish. So Mamela here, you also have to say it means Soyb Sheish. Now, if it means Soyb Sheish, then we'll have a problem. So what did Rav Gidl Marav say? He said that a person is Mekadish B'Shoyis Teraitza, she's not Mekudish. So what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? She's Mekadish B'Surei Anosh, she's not Mekudish. So Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Misoyb Sheish Koma. Etake means Soyb Sheish. Maisi Raya Mechiti Kudanaisa, Shehen Koshin V'Havi Chomitz Nukshirafilu Nishchitim, becomes nishamid, it is also not a real chimitz, it's only a chomitz nukshe, she'ene osor nami elomi darabon. So the Gemara is bringing a raya from Rav Gidl, just like b'shoyis deraise. In chomitz darabonon, it can't be mekadesh. So who adin? Shoyis darabonon. Shoyis darabonon v'chomitz deraise, he also can't be mekadesh or be mevat. Zog de Gemara weiter. Vahosanye, what are you telling me? That the halacha is that you cannot be mevatel chometz in Pesach, since it's also bano. We learned a bereisa, ho yo yo yishev beveis ha-medrash, v'nizkar shiyesh chometz b'soif beis, a person was sitting in the beis medrash. He reminded himself that he has chometz, mevatloi beliboi, echot Shabbos, v'echot yontes. Sai Shabbos and Sai Yontif. So Bishloi me Shabbos Mashkachas lo kagain shechal abo osalias b'Shabbos. So Shabbos past bitul. If you tell me you can't be mevatel lachas manisul. So Shabbos I could say is speaking about that Shabbos was Erev Pesach. And it's before Shor Shishis. He reminded himself that he has chometz. So memele, so he's mevatel it. So for me, you don't see that one can be mevatel lachas manisoy. Ela yontif, but the Baraisa says yontif is also mevatel. Boser isurahu. A yontif, the bitul is after became also bano. So you see, as a past bitul, afilu, by isurayano. So the kashan and the gemara before. Omar Avache Bayakev, Oche B'Talmud Yoishiv L'Nerabe Yaskinon. We're speaking about a Talmud that was in the midst of learning. V'Nizkar Shiyesh Isa Megugeles B'Toich Beisoy. He reminded himself, he came to the Beis Medrash and he reminded himself he had a dough that is in the process of rising. 18 minutes didn't pass yet. The violet's not coming. Umis Yorei Shema Tachmitz. He's afraid he might become Chometz, but the vial it is not Chometz yet. Chodem Mevatelei, so he's Mevatelet Mikamei the Tachmitz. Before it becomes Chometz, he's Mevatelet. Deikonami, Diktoni Hoyoyoyshev Besech Beis HaMedrash, Shema Mino. It says, Hoyoyoyshev Besech Beis HaMedrash. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Isha Megugeles, Shaloi Hichmitza, it didn't become Chometz yet. Umivnei Eimas Kevoid Rabboi, Ein Yochel Lokum V'Leilech Lafoisa. Tziontev, I mean, if he wouldn't have, that's why it says, Hoyoyoyshe Bebeis HaMedrash, that's why he can be Seimach on the Bittl. Because as Eimas Rabboi, he can't leave the Beis Medrash. The kodem umavatalo beliboy, da dayin hi beshusoy, shloy nesra olo. So, b'shas the bittel, it is still in his reshus. Because it didn't become us, it didn't become chometz yet. Now, according to Tosfos, that the gather of bittel is hefker, so lechayre, he's mafker it now. Agav urche, the Ramban, asks Akasha from this Beraisa Anshita Satayisvist, he says, Sedach Sechem, that you're not allowed to be mafker in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just like the Chazal Asher Mekach HaMemka, the Asher Hefker also not to be Magdish. So it's a Gzeirah Mishem Mekach HaMemka. That's the Ramban's Kasha on Toysvet. L'maysa it's a big machloikas harishayinim if Hefker is mutter in Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Kaponim, according to Toysvet, I mean, that's pshat, that the kodim umevatalei mikame de tachmetz. He's mevatalet before it becomes chometz. He's mafkeret. And now it could be mafkeret because of the shaloi. According to Rashi, l'chayre, the gather of vitalis tashbisu sa'oyer, he says that the chometz doesn't have any chshivis by him. That's the gather of the bitl. So l'chayre, it's a little problematic over here. I mean, kozman, it's Pesach already. So Kozman, it's not chometz. So l'chayre, I don't know if it's a pasta musig of bitl. I don't think he's mevatel the food, that this doesn't have any chshivis by him. L'chayre, the chiddush of tashbisu was said by chometz. The chometz doesn't have any chshivis by him. So now it's not chometz yet. Later when it's going to become chometz, it's too late already. It's not shaloi. The gather is that he's mevatel now the chometz, which will, but now since this is his, so he can state when it will become chometz, it doesn't have any chshivis by him. So the maise bitl is when it's shaloi, but the bitl is on when it will become chometz. Deikonami, the dayin lehechmitze, it is speaking about that it as yet did not become chometz. Tiktoni hoyo yoyshev bebeis hamedrash. The mashme that this halacha mevatlei beliboy is only because it was yoyshev bebeis hamedrash. The mashme mimneishen yochel lokum velelech misham, since he's stuck there, he can't leave. That's why who mevatle believe. The Eva Chometz Gomo, but it would be speaking about Chometz Gomo. Lama li yoyishe v'beis ha-medrish. Vafilim ho yaponi ma biyodi lasis yoyishe. What more could he do? Hashbosa b'leiv zeu biyuroi. That's all he could do in Yontif. So why do you have to bring a maise that he's yoyishe v'beis ha-medrish? We're speaking about a case that if he would not be in the Beis HaMedrash, would be preferable to do something else. So if he wouldn't be in the Beis HaMedrash, we tell him, go now and bake it. But since he's Yoshev and Beis HaMedrash, so the only eitzah he has now is to be mevatel. Shem Yom Tov Nokat Yoishev Bebeis HaMedrash. Als Yom Tov he chapped him, because Yom Tov he would have had, if not that he wasn't the Beis HaMedrash, he could have had an Eitzah to bake it. Would the Shabbos metuk me b'chometz gomo? Shabbos you don't have any Eitzah side by side. So if he's not in the Beis HaMedrash, he can't do anything with it side by side besides being mevatel. The Shabbos metuk me b'chometz gomo. Ubarbo also shachaliyois b'shabbos. Barbo also shachaliyois b'shabbos. It's a beautiful shagisaya here. While we had learned two shittas, what the gather of bittul is. Rashi learns the gather of bittul is the tashbosa b'leiv, he's not machshev the chometz, in his eyes it's like offal. And Tosfos learns it's hefker. The Ran, in the beginning of the Perek, has a third mahalach. The Ran tain is that, where do we find that such a lashon of hefker? Hefker b'leiv doesn't help, the Ran asks. Svarim she'b'leiv, you can't make achalos b'leiv. So the Ran has a third mahalach in bittul. And the Ran says as follows. Hainu taime, the reason why bittul helps, משום דנהי דמי דהבה ברשוסי דאיניש לא ימוצי מבקלי כי היגבנה יקן בי מבקל בלי חומץ שני לפי שאינוי ברשוסי של עודם. Chometz really is not his. When it becomes also about no, it's not his. Ela she'aso akosav kilu b'shusay. The Torah said ke'ilu it is it. U'mishim hochi b'gilu yodayta ba'almed le'inecha le'de le'hevi schusa b'gavei. Klal, so if he's megale das, that he doesn't want to have any schusim in this, tzagi. So this helps. So it seems that the son akosav Ki'ilu b'shusoi is only the son akosav ki'ilu b'shusoi is only if he never stated that he doesn't want it. But if he's megaladas, that he doesn't want it, so memela the Torah was never a son akosav ki'ilu b'shusoi. That is how the Ran explains the gather of bitul. It's not a real hefker. Not Rashi's pshat, this is a third mahalach. According to this Ran, there's a beautiful vote from the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh asks a kasha on our Gemara. The Gemara had a problem. How could you tell me that when Chometz is also Bahano, you can't be Mevatel? We learned enough in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says you can be Mevatel Chometz and Yom. So how can you say if Chometz is also Bano, you can't be Mavat? So Frek Peshagisai, he says, I have a Gevaldike Eitze. In the second Perik is a Machlikas Tanoi, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Chometz is Mutter Bano and Pesach. Such a Tan, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Chometz is Mutter Bano, you'll have to derive benefit from the Chometz. While you're burning the Chometz, you'll have to have Hano from it. Chometz is Mutter Bano, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So he says, so what was the Gemara's kasha? Let us say this Barais is going according to Rav Yossi. What's your problem? You're asking a problem. You see, it can be Mevatel Chometz and Pesach. Maybe this Barais, and the Barais, see, it can be Mevatel Filu when it's also Bano. Maybe this Barais is going according to Rav Yossi and believe that Chometz is Mutter Bano. So the Shagisaya, beautiful Teretz. He says, according to Rav Yossi Aglili, we have the Ran's kasha. According to Rav Yossi Aglili, if it can't be Hefker, because Bitl Balev doesn't help. So how does Bitl Balev help? So he says, because it's not his. So he's Megalad Das, and he doesn't want it, the Torah never made it his. So such a Bitl helps only according to us, that Chometz is also Bano. According to Rav Yossi Aglili, that Chometz is Buta Bano, you can't be Mevatel Beliboy. Because it's yours? So not an Ason Akosav. Then you need a real Hefker. So the Gemara was Medayik, and the Braise it says as follows, Ha Yoyoshe Beisei Medrash, V'nizke Sheish Chometz B'seich Beisei, Mevatloi Beliboy. The Braise says you can be Mevatloi Beliboy. So if it's Mevatloi Beliboy, you can't be going according to Rav Yossi Aglili. It has to be going according to the Chacham that holds it's also Bano. So if it's also Bano, so I have a cash on you. So we see that even though Chometz is also Bano, you could still be Mevatel. That's what the Gemara says. Teretz is speaking about Ha'isa Megulgelas. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbe Barav Hune, Ha'pas She'ipsha. If a person has pas, and it's moldy, it's stale, is kivin she'ropso matzo muteres. So what does that mean? So let us see what Rashi says. Kivin sherop samat, tlokasalke daitor, im nishtamshu betevezu matzo yoise mechomets. I find a moldy piece of pas. I don't know if this pas is matze, if this pas is chomets. So the Braise says, kivin sherop samat, so the Gemara and the Havamina learned, im nishtamshu betevezu matzo yoise mechomets, if in this red box we store more matzah than chometz. This is mostly used for matzah than for chometz. Ozlinem basa rubel muteres. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Barav Huna. Pasha ipsha, kivin sherobsa matzah muteres. Frek the Gemara, eichi domi. What is the case? What are we speaking about? Ilaymet viyoda boda chometzi. If he can recognize that it's chometz, kirobsa matzah may have it. So vos geit miron, that this bread box was used mostly for matzah, but you could see it's chametz. Elo de loy yodinim bo y chametz ui matzah. So Kochach, we have to say this speaking about, that when one looks at this pot, he can't tell if it's chametz or matzah. So therefore, the Rabbi Barahuna says, so the only way one, like this, it's a suffix chametz, suffix matzah. So the only way you're permitted to eat this pas is if there's a roiv. If roiv tashmishim in this teva was with matzah, so I can assume that this is the pas that was left over from roiv tashmishim, and it's matzah. Frek the Gemara, my ir yekirab sa matzah. If that is the case, why do you say that the only reason I'm permitted to eat this pas is because roiv of the tashmishim in this teva were with matzah? I feel like you lay up some matzah, nami nasal basal basra. There's a new klal. There's a klal. If something if there's a turnover, if something is used, and then the first articles are first used, taken away, and then second articles come, so if I find something now, I can rightfully assume that this is from the basra. This is from the last dvorim that we were mishtamish with. So you don't need roiv over here. Afilu without roiv, since the shimush of matzah was the latest shimush in this teve, so we can assume that the pas we find in this teve is from the bas, and therefore this matzah. So why do you need this tnai of rapsa matzah? Where do we see this yesod that we go basa basra? Milois na. Now, we are speaking about, Rashi explains that in Yerushalayim, most of the money that was spent to buy behemoths, most of the money was mois maisa shein. The reason it was like this is because when people used to be oyla regel, they used to bring the mois maisa sheini they had to Yerushalayim. They purchased, they purchased shlomim, they purchased other food with it, and they ate it, b'kdushas ma'isa sheni. Most of the times, these people who had brought mois ma'isa sheni into Yerushalayim were not able to consume the whole value of the mois in the short time they remained in Yerushalayim. There was always a surplus of mois ma'isa sheni when they were about to leave. So what did they do? So they used to go, and give the Anshei Yerushalayim, they used to go and give this Mois Maisha Shaini. They have nothing what to do with it. They can't take it back to Chutz Yerushalayim. Mois Maisha Shaini has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So they gave it to the Anshei Yerushalayim. And the Anshei Yerushalayim, they used to have, the thing reminds me from a vote from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe said a vote, the klal is, when in chutz l'oret zok men asa ta asa, zok men in eretz yisol v'zeis ha-broche. That is l'maisa what happened over here. The asa ta asa of the anshei eretz yisroel, that what a zeis ha-broche ta anshei Yerushalayim al kaponim. So they had a surplus of money, which was mois maisa, and normally they used to go and purchase with this mois maisa shlomim. So now, mois shenimtzo lifnei soichei behemet. I found money in front of soichei behemet. So most of the loikrim who purchased behemets, they purchased it with mois maisa. So therefore, lo'ilo maisa. So I assume that the money is mois maisa shein. Baharabayit. What if I find, that means in this concentrated area, I could assume the money that is found during the year is mois maisa. Because most of the people buying behemoths are purchasing it with mois maisa. Baharabayit. What if I see money? Baharabayit. Is chulin. So the lomdis of harabayit chulin is because most of the year, people in Har HaBayis, if they lost money, so it wasn't Maisa Sheni money. Perhaps, in the Zman of the Sholosh Regolim, perhaps most of the money in Yerushalayim then was Mois Maisa Shaini from the Oile Regal. But in Har Abayis, the Shaila is, did it fall Rav Yemei Hashanah? In Rav Yemei Hashanah, the money that fell was Mois Chulun. Did it fall Bizman HaRegel? So I assume that the money fell, you tell it in Rav, Mistamed is fell Rav Yemei Hashanah, and that the Mois is Chulun. Yerushalayim. What was, if you find money in the streets of Yerushalayim, so then it mattered which time of the year it was. Bishas HaRegel, if you found it, Bishas HaRegel, so then most of the money in then was Mois Maisa, is Maisa. Bishayi Maisa Shone, but if you find it after the Regel, cool, and for Omer Rav Shmaya Barzeira, my time, why is it in Yerushalayim? You're not toile b'roiv yemois hashoneh. What is the difference between Har Abayis and Yerushalayim? Har Abayis you toile. That means it fell one of the days of the year. In roiv of the days of the year, if it fell mestame tzchulin, so you toile tzchulin. Yerushalayim, it matters which season it was. So what's the difference? So Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira said, "Hoyl shuke Yerushalayim asuyim leiskabed b'chol yom." Since they used to sweep out, we'll see in Rashi, Har Abayis was never swept. Yerushalayim was swept each day. So memele, so since it was swept each day, b'chol leiskabed b'chol yom, am amrinim kamoi kamoi ozilei. So memele, the money that fell b'shas haregu, demesame was swept away already. Vahani achinenino, and this is mistama other money. Achinami name kama kama ozel. Let us say the same thing over here also. We have here a teve, and there was manim that we used it for chametz. Now we're using it for pesach, for matzah. So memele, so on the din of rotsa matzah that roif tashmishim was with matzah. Afilo on the roif. We have a klal of azlina basa basra, and just like we say that with toile, we assume that the previous money that was there was taken away, and this is the current money. So if it's a regel, it's also if it's shleibish as a regel, it's muta. Chenami name a kama kama ozel v'haida idnu. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Reiv oichlei bosor b'Yerushalayim kol yemois hashone. Reiv evda oichlei bosor. The whole year, mi mois maise sheinihem. They ate from mois maise shein. Lefishlei hoye ma speakin lechel kol mois maise sheinish lem beregel. The oile regel were not able to consume all the mois maise shein. So v'nois nim oisom livnei ha'ir. So they gave it away livnei ha'ir b'toivis hanot. Vehein oichlem oisam bigdushosam, and the Bnei Yerushalayim ate it bigdushas maisa shein. The ikar achilas mois maisa, and the main achila of mois maisa, shlomim oyevim mehem, the kaim lombim menoches, ilkach loikhim mehem behemis. So therefore, those who had mois maisa used to purchase behemis. The chol's man sheyesh loy mois maisa, because anyone who had mois maisa, any moitzi mois chulun, so he wouldn't buy meat with mois chulun if he could purchase it with mois maisa. Va'af al gafek Rashi dikolamei Hashem miyat hamoicha noflu. Frektach Rashi, that is true that the loikrim have mois maisa, but later, after the transaction, after the moicha gets the money, so the money becomes neschalal on the behemah. The behemah gets kedushas maisa sheini, and the mois becomes chulun. So memeila frek tachrashi. So it's a sofik hashoko. A sofik. Why does he say that la'olam maisa? It's a sofik. So Rashi says, "Ein chanami." Rav got to meim Hashem, and miyat hamoich anoflu, and mois chulenein. Sofik isur lechumre, sofik deraise. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means it's also a sofik deraise. Baharabayis loylam chulam, bafilu b'shas haregel, sheyesh mois meiser merubim b'Yerushalayim.
There's more mois maisa in Yerushalayim in mois chulam. Leimesavkinen lo be maisa. When you find money on Harabayis, I don't declare that it's maisa. Does linam bosa rube deshat? The shaila is when I see money. So there are all the days of the year falling to the cheshbon. When did this money drop? If it dropped this day, it's chulam. This day, it's chulam. If it dropped the shas regel, it's maisa. So roiv yemais hashone are the money is chulam. So I'm telling that it's chulam. I'm reading lafe idna novels. I say, who says the fell now? Elokay the maregel. Bir shalayim b'shah yemais hashone chulam. The roiv maisa ir chulam. B'shah saregel maisa. Meforish time matam b'shah saregel maisa. Let us say that koidem a regel nofel. Kedamrine benimtzoyim bahar abayis. That means the shaila is which day did it fall? In roiv days, if it fell, it's chulin. So we say, hoy lushvok, Yerushalayim asuim liskabit b'chol yoyim. The streets of Yerushalayim, they used to sweep up each day midnei hatit. So the inofel, koidem a regel. So if it fell before the regel, have a mishtakri b'shas kibbut. So they found it would have been lifted up. So the money that was on the streets before the regel was already collected. Avol harabayis mitoich shehu meshupe, since it was slanting, v'ruach mechabatoi me'afroi, the winds used to take care of the offer on it. It was not necessary to sweep it out. When one entered the Harabayis, the one made sure that his feet were clean. So Memelis is not Osilis Kabit, so then call your mois Hashonah fall into the Cheshbon. So Memelis, you tell her that it fell on one of the days of the Yemois Hashonah, and therefore it is Chul. First, Kadesh lo yitapshu. The chosh came to mistom me bot kaze oil abo osam. So mizich was baidik the teva. So me meile, so mistom mizich the chometz already was taken away. So vahai. So this pass which we find in this teva, the basri yomatzi. So was geit meron, afilu this teva was used the whole year for chometz. But al talocha was lina bosa basra, I have to assume that what I found now in it is matzah. And for the gemore, and the Gemara, yeah, Shani Hochem, the Pusha Mechi Achilav. Since this is very moldy, so we see, well, this is an ancient bread. This is not a bread that was recently put in. It's very moldy. It's very stale. So Memele, so here I have a Hechoche that it's not from the Basra. In fact, the Gemara, the Pusha Mechi Achilav, Ki Rop Samatza Mayab, so what's Gate Miron? That roiv of the tashmishim of this table was with matzah, but you see that this is from before Pesach. Now before Pesach, when you used it, you didn't use this for shmura matzah before Pesach. So before Pesach was used for chometz. Even the roiv tashmishim is matzah, but before Pesach they used it for chometz. So what's going on rabsa matzah? Omar rabbe leitemish rabsa matzah. No, you're not translating the memra right. Rabsa matzah does not mean that roiv tashmishim were with matzah. That the Yemei Matzah, the Yemei HaPesach, most of the Yemei HaPesach passed by already. So Memele. So therefore, even though the bread looks ancient, the past looks ancient, I can still assume that it is Matzah al Saloche of Azlin and Bosa Basra, because it could get in so many days had passed by already from Pesach. So matzah, which was there in the beginning of Pesach, could now look very moldy. So vaita, what is the chiddush? So it's vaita poshet. I have a klal, you go bosa basra. This is even better than bosa basra, because he was ichad boidik, the teve, so memele, so it's ichad matzah. And there's no reyesa whatsoever from the ipush. Because rabu yemei matzah. So the Gemara leitzricha di pusha meruba. No, it is so moldy that it wouldn't get like this from 7 days. So memele. So the ipush shows that it's takeh from before Pesach. So mahu the time of keeping the pusha merubei golim milse devade chometz mal yu. This is ichah chometz. Kamash malon keeping sherobu yimei matzei lave yamrinin kol yoyme v'yoyme namo chamima ofe v'shode ilave v'ipsha tvei. So the Gemara says that it is possible, a sort of a combination of robu yimei matzei, it is possible something to look older than it is, because if you put a hot pass on the matzah that was there before, it will get more fashimul, and it can look very old, older than it really is. So memele, so that is takim shat. I'm toile, it's matzah, because takav d'locha, I was leaning bosa basa. But the chiddush is that one should not be mispoil from the tzura of the past that it looks as really it came there before Pesach. So the chiddush is that it could look like that even though it is not so old. Zot Rashi, mechiach alesh rei huze yomim rabim. It's a push or tvei, so it seems it was there very many days. V'chometzu. V'mosa shrabi yimei matzah v'reli yismupesh mishanichnas ha-Pesach. Yochi pshita philosophic like the mistome vade botko for matzah. So the Gemara says that's the chiddush. Frag the Gemara, was anye? Omi is lina bosa basre. This whole yesod, you brought me a mishne that you go bosa basre. I look at whatever was last. And then you tell her that's what is now in the table, what is now in the street is the basra. Basan ye rabbi yisi b'rabbi yudo imel teivo shenishtam shebo mois chulin and mois maisa. I have a box and I use this for money. Mois chulin and mois maisa. So rabbi yisi b'rabbi yudo says, and I found money there. Im roiv chulin chulin. If roiv of the tashmishim of this table were chulin, so I say it's chulin. Imroiv Maisa Maisa. So here it says Klo. The Braisa, you look at the Tashmishim. Ba'amai Lezel Boso Basra. We just saying us here sod that you should look at the last one he was Mishtamish with. Okay, this is more Choshev than Roy. We said even though Roiv days of the year it's Chulin, but Yerushalayim, since you go Boso Basra, Bishas HaRegel, it's Maisa. So we see that Bosa Basra is better than Roiv. So over here, so how can Roiv Chulin help? Let us go Bosa Basra. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hoche B'may Eskina, Kegoyin Shenishtam Shubo Mois Chulin and Mois Maisa, Ben Yedeya Eze Mehem Besoif. But I don't know which was the Basra. So I can't use the guidelines of Bosa Basra, because I don't know which one was the Basra. אז איזה תרב נחמן ביצחק? פרק תחדוש יערן אמור דקקשה. תחדוש יערן asks as follows. That means, what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was that when you have an anhoge of basre, that means when you take out there's a turnover, and one is taken out, and another one, and then another one is put in, so then pasnish kan roi. You can't be Samech and Roiv because there's a birur of Basra. But the Mevarer, what is it now, is what was used last. It doesn't matter. I could have used for 10 weeks Mois Chulin. But if the Basra was Maisa, I assume this is Maisa. So the Gemara asked, and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, why do you go Basra Roiv? You should go Basra Basra. So the Gemara says, I don't know which is the Basra. Fine, you don't know which is the Basra. But how can you go Basra Roiv? Ignorance cannot change the Psak. Lemaisa, I have to assume that it came from the Basra. So it says, if Roiv Tashmishin was Chulin, it's Mutter. Why? But I have to know what the Basra was. I don't know what the Basra was. So it's bitter. How can I be Samech and Roiv? The Biro, what this money is the Basra. That's the Chiddush Yeran's kasha. The Chiddush Yeran says pshat like this. If Roiv usage of this teve is chulin, so I assumed, I'm crying now, which was the basra? Which was the last usage? So I say the basra. So Roiv tells me that the basra was the last usage. So memele, so that is pshat. So since I don't know what the basra was, I could be seimach an roi to assume that the basra was mistame from the roif tashmishim. So that is pshat in the barais. Then yedeya eizimem besoit. Rabs vidoma kegoynsh nishtamshu bo tziburim tziburim. The shimush of the teva was bebasachas. There were two piles. There was a pile of chulin and a pile of mois meiser. So mamel, there was no basra over here. So you have to see roiv of the money, mistama, roiv of the money which was put in, which tzibur was bigger. So I assume that the money came from that tzibur. Hapopa omak goin dishtakach begume. I find it in a crack. So here basra doesn't help. Its crack could be was unnoticeable for a long time. So then I have no right to assume that the money came from the last shimush. It could be it was there a long time. It was unnoticed. So memela. So then you go basra. You don't have here a birur of basra. Zot Rashi. Im roiv chulun nishtam shebachun alma basar ruba azlinim v'loy basar basar tziburin tziburin shal maisa bezovizu v'shal chulun bezovizu v'biyoymecha. There was no basar v'gume v'leka l'mei mezil basar basar v'kamoi hoshaklinu mishum diyashlocha shema v'guma nitma. Could be it was hidden the whole time in this crack, in this hole, v'loy ra'u, and it wasn't, no, they didn't notice it. So memele, that is why you can't go basa basa. Zok toises, lifnei soichei beheime lo'oilo maisa. Peirish hakuntres, af al gav de'ike lemitli b'moiche kemoi b'lakek. Rektach Rashi, why do you say that it's maisa? That is true, if it fell from the lokrim, it's maisa. But maybe it fell from the moiche, and if it fell from the moiche, so it's chulin. So Rashi answered, Misfeike Tolina Lechumra. Misfeike Tolina Lechumra. The Ein Nira Lechumra. The Smoich Miyute De Chulen De Shar Mois Lepalge De Moiche. Frektach De Ria Moire De Kekash. Vahavalei Rube Lehet. Frektach De Ria Moire De Kekash. Now, even though Reiv of the Lokhen that come with Mois Meiser, but there are zikha some lokrim which come with mois chulim. So memele, so we have a 50-50 suffix. Maybe it fell from the moicha. It fell from the moicha, so it's chulim. Maybe it fell from the lokrim. I feel it fell from the lokrim, but there's a 10% of the lokrim that came with mois chulim. So memele, so altogether we have 60%. We have 60% smoich miyuta de chulen of the loikrin to the palge de moiche. So we have a 60% chance that it is chulen and a 40% chance that it is maisa. So it's not a sofik ashoku, so we should be mata. Ba'ayme ri de loikrin have rube. De kama b'nei odom oimdim al behema achas liknois. You have more loikrim than moichim. So the Dvar Shmuel says pshat and teisvis as follows. That the shayla, you have to be done the shayla, who dropped the money. Let's not talk about the money. Let's first figure out who dropped the money. So who dropped the money, so let's say for practical purposes, We have 60 loikrim and 20 moichim. We have 60 loikrim and 20 moichim. So first of all, so roiv is mevara, that means so there's 80 chances, that there's 80 people here, and it could have fallen from one of these 80 people. That's lemaise adat stadi asofik. So in this, with 60 loikrim and 20 moichim. So Afila will say in the 60 loikrim, this 10 that have, the 10 that had mois maisa, but still we have 50 loikrim which they have mois maisa, and 30 people which had mois chulin. So Mamela, the Shaila is from which person did it fall? That is the Shaila. That when we've done the Shaila, we have to be done which person lost the money. We have 80 people over here involved. Forget if these 20 lost it, it's Chulin. If these 50 lost it, it's Maisa. But the Shaila first, we have to be done who lost it. So since we have more Leikchim than Kainim, we have to assume that it fell from the Leikchim. That means there's 50 chances, even though this is a Meridiki Yesod, even though only one person lost money. You're not finding a lot of money here. But there are 50 tzadim that the birr of Reiv works as follows. That if Chatzka lost it, it's Chulin. If Berel lost it, it's Chulin. If Yanka lost it, it's Chulin. If Moshe lost it, it's Maisa. It's the other way around. If these three lost it, it's Maisa, and he lost it, it's Chulin. So Memele, I have to reckon with the people who was the one who lost the money. So Memele, since they're more Leichim than Leichim, I have to be told that it fell from the Leichim, and Reiv of the Leichim have more is Maisa. Bahar Abayis Lo'ilam Chulin. Machari, Hayech Nimtzu Shom. How do you find money Bahar Abayis? Omar Beperek Oroya Lo Yikonis Bahar Abayis B'mois Atzuris B'sadinoi. Not allowed to enter Bahar Abayis with money. Oymeri Deinei Osar Alahecha Denoisam B'farheshe B'sadinoi. The Iser is to walk up Bahar Abayis with Befahesia, the Gnayu, the Nire Kahoilach Shamlis Khoira. So the Isar is the, not the Isar is the money, the Isar is the Fahesia of the money. Our Betzina loy, but if a person is walking Betzina, there's no Isar. Asuyin li his kabed b'chol yoyim. So the Gemara said that the Shvaki Yerushalayim are swept each day. Koshalari, the Maskinen b'peirik damanide, Kabisheret shenimtze b'movoi, ein cheskosei mischabed el al yedei b'dike. That from sweeping alone, one cannot be assured that it was swept away. Ein cheskosei mischabed el al yedei b'dike. You have to search for it. If you searched it, so then we can assume that it came now. But if you didn't search for it, it could be here from yesterday. So Memele, the streets of Yerushalayim, they didn't search, they just swept it out. The Tiritz emphasizes the Sheretz Shuhu Bekadoshe. A Sheretz is very tiny. Ein Cheskosei Kol Kach Mischabed Kamei Bemois. The Mois was larger, so Memele with Kibbud alone, one can rightfully assume that it was Nischabed the day before.